You might have heard a lot about workplace safety solutions, IoT helping there. Let us show you. So Tio is here on the IoT show to start putting on hard hats and safety vests and this kind of things for showcasing a demo he built and that is available on GitHub about workplace safety and health. This is today on the IoT show. Don't miss that one. Hi, everyone. You're watching the IoT show. I'm Olivier, your host. Thanks for joining us today. We have Tio coming here on the show to show us a nice demo of a workplace safety scenario. Tio, how are you?
Good. Happy to be back for another demo.
Exactly. So last time you came here, we had a nice retail analytics demo. So for those who have not seen the demo and that video, Go watch it after this one for sure. But how about you introduce yourself real quick and what you're doing at Microsoft?
Yeah, so I work in the IoT Business Acceleration team, a team that you and I actually used to be on together. Sure. And we focus on strategic partners, customers, and verticals. And in that light, in that umbrella, in that vein of thought, we try and tease out end-to-end architecture patterns. So we realize that IoT is not just about ingesting telemetry and, you know, building Raspberry Pi devices. It really is about business value. And so we need to have the art of the possible, demonstrations, workshops, code samples that really help our partners and our customers implement those end-to-end patterns with a focus on business results.
And what I like and what you're doing is that it's not just about putting out a architecture of how things could be done, right? Or kind of try and be prescriptive and let the partners do it. But here you're actually developing a full end-to-end solution and then offering it as a demo, but also eventually as a starting point for a customer or a partner who wants to try it out and get started for this kind of solutions, right?
Exactly right, Olivier. We're not looking to have a click-through demo or something that's fictitious. This is real code, real architectures. You can deploy yourself. Will this work in production across 10,000 sites? Probably not. But you can actually get started and actually start learning how this technology works. And really, the goal is to show you how simple it is to get started. This doesn't require months and months of development and architecture.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, let's jump in it. So it's available. So it's on GitHub. So let's actually go to the repo and look at what you have in this demo.
Awesome. So here we have the GitHub repo, and we'll post the short link. We have an AKAMS link to this that you'll find. And the GitHub repo really is the starting point for all the demos. You're going to find this one and others that we're working on. We actually recently launched the Azure Digital Twins demo as well. You can find it here too. And I'm sure we'll have another video on that.
We will, man. I'm already filling in the form for you here.
So the workplace health and safety demo starts off with a small overview of what we're trying to achieve. We give you the architecture that's been implemented. So we start describing all the services that are involved. And at the end of the day, you can see that this is all around business results. It's about alerting the business, helping the business identify and report on workplace safety issues, and also analyzing where these workplace health and safety issues may be happening. And then as you scroll down, you'll find that we have a very simple deploy to Azure button. Anybody that has worked with Azure before and Azure ARM templates, Azure Resource Manager templates, should be familiar with this process. This sends a JSON document to Azure that describes this architecture and deploys it all.
Okay, so you deploy that in your own subscription. When you click on that button, it's not like you access someone else's resources. It's actually deployed in your own Azure subscription.
Exactly right.
Okay.
And then there's some lightweight configuration you have to do. If it's your first time deploying this, it'll probably take you an hour to go through the configuration steps. I've deployed this many times. Once you know what you're doing, it takes about 30 minutes to go in and click. And then you have the solution stood up and running.
Nice. So actually something that you didn't mention, but and 1 hour to stand it up, then you can tear it down. But that's also a very good tool for demonstrating, you know, the value of your own solution if you're out there and are creating something on Azure. This is a good you know, repo to have handy if you want to showcase, you know, an end-to-end solution there. So great. Let's I guess, you know, you will not do the full deployment because it takes something, what, like 30 minutes to get everything deployed because you have like many services and some setup. You were saying 1 hour, but I guess you can do that in 30 minutes. We don't have 30 minutes. Let's jump into the pre-deployed one that you have handy there.
Awesome. So here are the services that get deployed. Again, everything here will be automatically deployed for you. Mm-hmm. And then you just have to go in and click through on a couple of them to do the configuration because the ARM templates can't do everything for you.
Right. Okay, so you've done that. So let's look. We have IoT Hub. We've seen on the diagram IoT Hub. You have an Event Hub. You have Azure Maps. So we're going to look at that. And then Power BI TSI. So all the building blocks that you would expect on a slide usually, now they're in a resource group. Love that.
Yeah, and you can click on them and identify the proper configuration. We're using a lot of the features that and patterns that we recommend in IoT solutions.
Okay, so what are the scenarios that we're going to see? So workplace safety and health, it's something that is very diverse, but you have specific scenarios you are highlighting in that demo. What are they?
Yeah, so the first one is all around geofencing. We want to be able to identify unsafe conditions for workers based on the space they're located in. So it's a bit of a simplistic demo, but you could think about scenarios where maybe workers are near dangerous equipment, maybe they're under equipment, right? Maybe we identify places where we hang equipment and we don't want employees walking underneath it. There could be also maybe equipment that drives by, maybe heavy machinery that drives by, and we want to make sure employees are staying away from those areas. And so those types of geofencing scenarios become very, very common when you start thinking about, hey, where would I like to set up a geofence?
Okay, so geofence is the first scenario. And I know because we played with it before that you also have a camera ready and you have some vision analytics that's going to happen to provide some safety, you know, scenario and functionality here. So what are these ones?
Yeah, so when we started looking at this scenario, along with geofencing, our partners and customers said, hey, it's also important for employees to be wearing the right gear. They realized mm-hmm. that a lot of employees, maybe they're moving too fast. They forget a hard hat. They forget a safety vest. They might forget other safety equipment. And so we developed a quick and dirty AI model for this demo that actually detects hard hats and safety vests. And then in light of COVID, we also created another quick and dirty model. These are going to be
Here's the thing, it's a starting point, right? So you would expect an actual data scientist and lots of data coming from various factories, lots of images to actually refine these models. But at the end of the day, you're using the services that our customers will be using as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So in the era of COVID, I created a face mask detection model. I did that with a handful of images. And I actually, the repo includes a document of how you can train your own models. And really, end goal was to show customers how easy it is. I'm not looking to provide you with a production-ready model that's going to work in every possible environment with every possible person.
It's not a full-blown solution, but it's definitely the right starting point or an illustration of what that solution will look like. Well, let's look at the geofencing side of the story to start with.
Let's go. So when you deploy the solution, you'll get a web app. This web app is already pre-built with Azure Maps integration. And here you can see that it starts off being pinned to Seattle, but we have a registration app that we also built where you can actually register a mobile phone or your laptop, and this will now begin transmitting my location, my coordinates to the app. So when I hit submit, you'll notice that the application now has pinned itself to my location where I'm sitting in. And then we provide a simple web control to move the location, so you don't actually have to walk around to do this demonstration. And you can see my little construction worker moving around.
Perfect. And there's also privacy in there. You might not want to know where people where you live actually, right? So it's good thing you're simulating all of that. It's perfect. Knock at your door, hey, Tio. Right. You're not wearing your
the devil's not working.
Exactly. Okay, so you were mentioning geofence. So here we're using Azure Maps, right? It's in the title here, which is one of our past services allows building, geolocation-based applications and features in your applications. So geofence is one of the many features. Show us, how you're defining a geofence and how things are working.
Yeah, so in code, you could define these geofences, and more than likely you would. You'd have your areas that you have concern about pre-programmed in the application. To make this demo easier to demonstrate for different contexts, we let you build your own geofence live. So you have the set geofence button you can use. And once you click on that, you can actually define any kind of geofence that you want to set up. Click on a few points. And once you close the geofence, this will basically have it ready to detect unsafe conditions. I can go back to my web control and move my my person into the geofence. And what we should see happen is we should see an alert show up both in the web app and in my email. So here's my construction worker has entered an unsafe or authorization zone. And when I leave it, I get a cleared notification that he's left.
But let's be precise here. The Azure Map service running in the cloud is actually the one doing the job, right? It's not the web app that is doing that job of detecting that individual being in that geofence though.
Great point. Yeah, we're sending all this data up to Azure Maps, and Azure Maps determines, hey, this geofence met the requirements. So this does alleviate a lot of the scaling needs you have to take into account.
Yeah, perfect. And you were mentioning email as well. So I guess there's going to be a notification in someone's email. There you go.
Yeah,
Megan.
We can see it. There's
geofence. Megan's back.
Yeah, Megan, right from our last demo, she's busy. She's got a lot of hats to wear.
Yeah, exactly.
She's restocking shelves. She's trying to safety events. Exactly. But yeah, so we end up capturing these events in a database, and we'll talk about reporting towards the end, but also emails, because you might need to run out and say, oh my gosh, this guy's sitting in an area where there's 2 tons of equipment above him. He doesn't realize it, and something horrible would happen.
Yeah. And actually, you mentioned email. You also have other ways of notifying, right? It could be an SMS. It could be an alert into another application. Many ways. Once you have the info in Azure through IoT Hub and your application in the back end, you can actually spread the notification through different means and services.
Absolutely. We're leveraging Logic Apps for some of the email integration.
Okay.
And we showed how Logic Apps integrates with Teams as well when we did the retail demo. So sure. You can look at that example to show how the Teams integration works. And we have lots of third-party integrations as well on Logic Apps. You could send, like you're saying, to Twilio, et cetera, to do different alerting types.
Great. So that was the first part, everything working live in your subscription with Azure Maps, geofencing, detection of someone in there, notification of their two business apps and others. How about the Vision AI side of things?
Yeah, great. So for Vision AI, we have the AI Dev Kit, and we built some simple cognitive services models using the custom vision service, where we did some training on myself. And then the model is very simple to export and be able to reuse on something like this AI Dev Kit that we have.
And so for those of you who have not seen it yet, we have other episodes of the IoT Show from last year that actually are showing what this AI Dev Kit is about and how to get started with it, deploy your first model in it, and so on. So you basically went through that tutorial, I guess, and just deploy your own models.
I did, yeah. That tutorial, the information you put together was perfect lead up into this, because you can take those learnings and now apply them to this demo and make your own cognitive services models.
Okay. So cognitive service training in the cloud with a set of images, and then you're running Azure IoT Edge on that device. And so it's connected to your IoT Hub, the same that, interacted with the previous part of the application. So now you're there. We want to see how that works.
Yep. So here is the AI model now. It's pointed, the camera's pointing at me. You can see I'm not wearing any PPE. And so we actually do have, we go back to the email, we do have an active alert that no PPE has been detected.
Okay.
So this would require somebody again to run out and make sure that people are properly equipped or previously do reporting on trends.
And now, if and I now put on the map, they know where you leave so they can find you. So they can knock the door.
If I do a hard hat, we see that there's a hard hat's being detected.
Yep.
Again, it's not the world's greatest model. I train this
and, on. And you're, yeah, and as always for vision AI, actually, you need to train the models in the actual situation and conditions where you will do the thing. I'm sure the light behind you might have an impact on how the model is behaving. But the more you train, the more images you have, the finer the models will look like.
Exactly. And for some reason, I'm better at training a model with a safety vest than I am a hard hat. Yeah. Hard hat come up. And there's a little bit of a delay, but we should see it come up. There it goes. Yeah, so the model, probably what I did is I trained the model with a little bit of myself too up close. And so we probably do some training with me further away as well.
Yeah. And we get the idea. I think it makes sense. You know, that it's not working perfectly in that case. It does work, actually. But you can get an accuracy that is higher and higher the more data you have to train these models. So one thing you mentioned the fact that these models can be changed, right? So you can train them and change them and deploy them. How hard is it to actually deploy new models leveraging IoT Edge and IoT Hub?
Yeah, super easy. You go to the custom vision service. You take a set of pictures. Obviously, the more images you have, the more angles, the better lighting, makes the image training better. And then you simply export it to a zip file that can be consumed by the AI dev kit. And if we look at that, I actually have this set up and ready for a new model. The new model I trained was on face mask detection.
Okay.
So I can tell the AI dev kit, here's the zip file that I stored. Here's the zip file that I stored.
Yeah.
I put this in Azure storage. The location's open, so my camera can go and download this model, and now it'll be using that model to detect face masks. So we'll go ahead and save this.
And interestingly, what were you saving and deploying? Actually, it's deploying on its own behind because you updated the module twin for your Edge device. You could do that at scale as well very easily. The same model could be deployed to hundreds of cameras through IoT Hub with one click of a button or with one script or one feature in an application. You don't have to manually go reset up every single camera if you have several of them.
Great point. Yeah, that's where really the power of IoT Hub shines because that device management you're describing where you can actually do this at scale becomes a key value add of IoT Hub.
Yep. And so maybe you should add here, I think, that this is a very common error when you're actually doing the demo or when you're working with IoT Edge, deploying the wrong model with the wrong zip file because you had a previous copy-paste, whatnot. So if you're having issues with your models during the demo, and we're laughing because that happens all the time, like make sure you're pasting the right zip file URL here to have the right model deployed, because then you can lose hours trying to figure out what's going wrong.
Right. And so we've hit save. What'll happen is like you mentioned, the model twin will actually download it. And if I did a refresh, mm-hmm. I should see the zip URL updated down here. Let me see if that happens. But we can also check the model and see if it's detecting people now. And so you can see that it's not detecting anybody with PPE. And I've put my face mask on. Ooh, it's working. I saw, there it is. Person has PPE now. So now we're doing face mask detection. Again, nice. I built this myself in probably an afternoon, took a bunch of pictures, uploaded them. And similar, you can see the alert coming in. And this will get updated here. It was resolved because I was wearing PPE. Now there's no PPE. And in a few minutes, we should see a new alert saying that I don't have.
That indicates that you have wearing. Yeah, perfect. We get the idea. Everything is functional. Everything is as part of that deployment of a set of services that you can find on GitHub. So you were mentioning that. Okay, so we have the application, which is more of the operational part of things. If I want to do analytics on that data, right, we are showing that demo how eventually you can deep dive into historical data as well as real-time data to do analytics. So Time Series Insights is one of the services that allows to do that. Show us maybe how that looks like and what you can do there.
Yeah, so Time Series Insights becomes, like you said, this real-time analytics that you can take on the data as it comes in off of IoT Hub. In this case, we've used a digital twins definition language to model up our construction sites. And now this allows, in terms of ad hoc analytics, someone can come in right now and say, let me look at the safety situation, you know, in Thing Y manufacturing station as an example. And let me see how many hard hat violations I have or how many safety vest violations I have, right? I heard there's inventory issues with safety equipment. Is this causing safety issues, right? Oh, indeed, there might be something going on, right? Now you can do that kind of real-time correlation with business context instead of just saying, oh, I got 1,000 safety alerts with no context, right? The TSI bringing that business context becomes a key value add.
Yeah, and what you're saying here is the UI that TSI offers, but then there's a set of APIs that allow you to eventually extract some of that, implement queries on the data with code or with scripts, and then display that data or interact with that data in control that are provided for web apps and so on. So APIs, web app SDKs, and the queries that you can use in the UI of TSI all are very rich tools for reaching these business goals. Merging data with other sources. So that's for the basically, hands-on analytics. How about reporting, especially, for my business counterpart, for Megan and the rest of the team, out there?
Yeah, perfect lead-in. So we also include in the GitHub repo a Power BI dashboard. When you first run the Power BI template, it's going to ask you for the location of your SQL database. You'll know that because it's part of the ARM template. And that's it. Once you point at the SQL database, this will bring all the data, and we try and aggregate some common visualizations that we think are important for safety scenarios, like the number of incidents that you've had. If I refresh this, well, we should see potentially another alert come in because I'm not wearing safety gear right now as I'm sitting in front of the camera. We expose the geofence data as well, so you can see where the most prevalent safety issues are. And if somebody in California were to demo this, this would also be populated with their location in California. So this is all live data. We allow you to break it down by day, so maybe you can identify trends of where the safety issues are happening. Maybe Monday morning is when there's most safety issues. And so we're just trying to show you that you can really add a lot of business value for IoT. And it's not just about, Raspberry Pis and making lights blink.
Totally. That's the story of extracting the insights and taking action is actually, coming to life here. I love that. Well, Tio, that's a great demo. We're going to have a link down there for you to find this on GitHub. So it's akrms.iotshow/workplace-safety. To land directly there. A word for our developers, Tio, what is it that you would like for them to do besides trying out this demo?
Yeah, after you try it out, please give us feedback. Let us know what else is missing, what else you'd like to see, because we want to know how we can make these demos really impactful and help your lives out, right? If you're a developer and you want to work on some of this cool technology, how do we help you evangelize this within your organization with your business leaders, right? Give us those scenarios that you want to see in this demo or other demos. And you can do that right through GitHub. Obviously, email myself, email Olivier as well.
Yep.
We really want to accelerate business adoption of IoT.
Nice. Awesome. Straightforward. Thank you, Tio. Nice demo. Nice great question as well. Look forward to see you for the digital twin one, actually. it's a mouthful. And everyone, thanks for watching the IoT show. Looking forward to see you again here. And don't forget to subscribe, get the notifications. I see you soon. See you. Bye.